aircheckdownloads.com.
19 minutes past four. Clive Warren for Scott Mills, Radio 1, Manic Street Preachers and The Everlasting. The inspiration for our big shout this morning was the story about Anthea Turner, her friend having their 20 grand Rolex stolen while sitting in the back of her car yesterday. Anthea fearlessly turned round and tried to fend off the attacker, which occurred in central London. And yesterday, police and friends have heaped praise on Anthea Turner for her level head and swift action, though many guess that she's had an experience of a strange man getting one off the wrist in the back of her Jeep before. 4:23, Westlife, If I Let You Go.
Reading and Leeds, 99, August Bank Holiday, on Radio 1.
Sugar Ray every morning. So after the roadshow today with Chris Moyles live from the Green in Hunt Stanton, Joe Wiley's here with the Lunchtime Social. And there's some free tickets up for grabs for the Reading Festival, also playing live exclusively for us. Beth Orton's going to be just over there in Radio 1's live lounge. This is the new song, Central Reservation. So while I'm sitting for Scott Mills, we are doing Millennium Anthems just after the news at 4:30. And we've still got a couple of vacant slots if you want to get in. Your three all-time favourites, clive.warren@bbc.co.uk. Make them as varied as you want. We'll play them. clive.warren@bbc.co.uk. Ben in Hereford. Morning, Ben. Regular listener at this time of the morning, will play your three all-time favourites after this news update at 4:30. Here's Matt Williams.
97 to 99 FM, Radio 1. A fire on board a cargo ship which hit a cruise liner off the coast of Kent more than 24 hours ago has been brought under control. Radio 1 Newsbeat, we're back at 5:30.
Radio 1.
97 to 99 FM.
Oh. Radio 1.
Millennium Anthems on Radio 1.
Wednesday's Millennium Anthems, chosen by Ben in Hereford. Thank you very much for your email, which nearly got deleted. The opening line says, last night I had the unfortunate pleasure of listening to your show. Not that I didn't enjoy it, no, you see. I just would have preferred not to have been losing sleep. You nearly got deleted for that. Anyway, there you are, your Millennium Anthems. Great choice. Thousand Trees from Stereophonics. As Ben puts it on his email, the Aerosmith song from Armageddon, which I completely forgotten the name to. I don't want to miss a thing. And Karma Police from Radiohead. Good choices. As I say, you can pick whatever you like for Millennium Anthems. And email them to me, clive.warren@bbc.co.uk. And we'll do them at 4:30 one of these fine mornings. Kevin Wood, thank you for your email of your Millennium Anthems. I've just received it. Good choices. Paul Weller, Iggy Pop and Stereophonics. Put that on the pile. Thank you. clive.warren@bbc.co.uk. For your Millennium Anthems, three all-time favourites that we can play at around 4:30 one of these mornings. Destiny's Child and Bills, Bills, Bills. While that was playing, I've been reading this piece in the Radio Times about John Peel, Radio 1 legend, 60th birthday next week. He was asked to donate blood by Yoko Ono after she suffered a miscarriage in 1973. And Yoko asked her husband, John Lennon, to contact people whose blood he wanted her to have. And John Peel tells the Radio Times that he couldn't donate the blood because at the time he had jaundice and the clap. He wasn't infected or anything, just jaundice and the clap with the latest 60s sensations doing sessions for him. Fuck me. Eight minutes to five. Morning, if you just joined us. Clive Warren for Scott Mills. Scott here, we're sitting in for Zoe Ball on The Breakfast Show all this week from 6 o'clock. That was the new song from Fragma and Talk Me. Got no idea what that means. What?
Touch me.
I beg your pardon?
Touch me.
Get lost.
Please.
Only if you give us drive time.
Okay.
All right. Sorry about that. A couple of drunks wandering past the studio just finishing up a night shift. Touch me. All right. Talk me. The talk me, actually. Fragma. So this week we've got Movie Tap running on Radio 1. Excellent response to this yesterday. I'm going to give you a few examples of merchandise or tact that could have been produced as a spin-off for a film. You know where we get all that merchandise like Austin Powers and Star Wars. I'll point out that the tat that we mentioned is completely bogus and made up, but the film is real. So from the items of tat, can you tell me on 08700 100 100 or clive.warren@bbc.co.uk what the film is from the tat that I give you? And today you are playing for the Ibiza Del Mar double CD, well worth having. Also the Brian Lara cricket game for the PlayStation. And as promised, South Park Series 2, Volumes 3 and 4, if you can work it out this morning. Our first item of tat, and I can't guess it, is a Kevin Davis football shirt. Does that lead you in the right direction for a well-known film? It doesn't for me yet. A Kevin Davis football shirt. I'll announce some more items of tat over the next half hour.
Radio 1, early breakfast, movie tat. Yeah, right.
Every Thursday evening.
Down. If you can work out movie tat from the first item of tat, you really do deserve all the prizes this morning. Here come the very confident first three off the phones this morning. Stephen Luton, When Saturday Comes, is not the right answer. Fiona from Exeter said, is it The Game? Good guess to see where you're coming from, but you're not right. And Johnny in Milton Keynes says, The Great Escape. I know where you're coming from, but it's not right. First item of tat this morning. I say Davis, but I think he actually pronounced it Davies, doesn't he? It's Kevin Davies football shirt. 08700 100 100, or clive.warren at bbc.co.uk. And you're playing for Ibiza Del Mar double CD, the Brian Lara cricket game for the PlayStation. You can be better than the England team on that. And South Park Series 2, Volumes 3 and 4 could be yours. Get in touch if you think you know the answer. This is my favourite single from Outer Wilds so far. Little Discourage on Radio 1. For me, it's their best single so far, Idlewild on Radio 1, and Little Discourage. You can see them playing live this weekend. They're at Reading and Leeds, and you can get some free tickets for the Reading Festival today on Joe Wiley's show. Beth Orton coming in live into the live lounge here at Radio 1 to do some live tracks later on. Just very quickly, Paul Gibson, you got it wrong. He says, is it The Saint? He's on his way to Glasgow this morning. Matt Shallows in Deeside says, is it Fever Pitch? John Keenan, hello John, in Accrington, says it's Seven. No. And Mick Bond, who's in Lou, says, is it Waterworld? You're not right, but thank you very much for having a guess. 08700 100 100 or clive.warren at bbc.co.uk. First item of tact associated to the movie that you've got to try and work out the identity to was a Kevin Davies football shirt. Second item, blonde hair dye.
This is the BBC Radio 1. Here it is.
Get Down and Gomez new song, which is Rhythm and Blues Alibi on Radio 1. Now 9 minutes past five. Good morning if you've just joined us. I'm Clive Warren in for Scott Mills. Scott sitting in for Zoe for the next couple of weeks on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. We're in the middle of movie tat. I'm going to give you a third item of tat in just a second. Darren Ingram in Plymouth. Earlier we said The Saint. He said Return of the Saint? No. Ian Hartness from Lockerbie and Andrew McLeish from Sun Microsystems in Linlithgow says Gregory's Girl. I can see why you got that, but it's not the right answer. Brad, morning Brad, on the A52. It's either he says it's either Terminator or I'll Be Back, because he had blonde hair in Terminator 2. Mm-mm, not the right answer. Lee in Barrow, Extreme Snowboard Video. That classic film. Okay. No, you're not right, by the way, Lee. And Andy, who's on the M40, travelling to London, says, is it Cocktail? No. 08700 100 100 or clive.warren at bbc.co.uk. The first item of tat was a Kevin Davies football shirt. Second item was blonde hair dye. And your third is a wind machine. 08700 100 100 or clive.warren at bbc.co.uk. You are playing for Ibiza Del Mar double CD, Brian Lara cricket game for the PlayStation, lovely, and South Park Series 2, Volumes 3 and 4. What do you reckon so far? Get in touch with me here at Radio 1. Wednesday's Roadshow will be live from the Green in Sunny Honey, Hunstanton today. Chris Moyles, Comedy Dave, Melinda, Baldy Greg, etc. along with Hepburn, 911 and DJ Jean. There'll be a massive crowd there today. Get there early. Live on Radio 1 from 11 o'clock. I still think Liam Batterow has come up with such a funny answer for Movie Chat this morning. Extreme Snowboard, the video. It's us laughing. Of course, it could be the big Christmas movie on Channel 5 this year. That'll wipe the smile off my face, won't it? Mick in Lou says, is it the Avengers? It was a flop. It was expensive. Uma Thurman had blonde hair. And it was windy. No, it's not. But we like your style. Dave in Bristol says, 7-year itch. Pete in Southend going for Train Spotting. Ian in Stourbridge. Oh, now I like this one. Long Kiss Goodnight, because Gina Davis plays a hitman who forgot what to do. Just like Kevin Davis. I like that. That works. Not the right answer, though. Anne in Glasgow also says, 7 years in Tibet. So these are the three items that I've already given you. Three items of tat. A Kevin Davies football shirt, blonde hair dye, and a wind machine. These are tat items number 4 and 5. Could give it away here. 08700 100 100 or clive.warren@bbc.co.uk. Ice bucket and a toy boat.
Aircheckdownloads.com.